China wants to go carbon neutral by 2060, and that could mean kicking out some tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Inner Mongolia is under pressure from the Chinese government to reduce its energy use, and the province has responded by cracking down on high energy activities. It's curtailing new steel and methanol production, big data centers, and banning cryptocurrency mining. That is notable because Inner Mongolia is a huge hub for crypto mining, which requires a tremendous amount of electricity as supercomputers run millions of calculations to generate new coins. Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent. She says the environmental effects of cryptocurrency mining were in some ways an economic trade-off.
You have to understand that a lot of the places where cryptocurrency mining is happening are poor places. And so a lot of those local governments, they want to attract these types of industries like cryptocurrency mining because it's generating economic growth for them. And China's the biggest manufacturer of cryptocurrency mining equipment and also labor. These are the attractive features of China. And I don't think that just by one region in China trying to crack down on this would mean that China would no longer be a major player. It still will be.
How will this crackdown potentially affect carbon emissions in that region, at least in Inner Mongolia?
If it goes according to plan, it's going to go down. But Inner Mongolia actually has a lot of other renewable energies as well. It's just that cryptocurrency mining sucks up a lot of electricity. But certainly China has committed itself to going carbon neutral by 2060. And you can be sure that there will be a lot of pressure coming from the central leadership on these various places to get itself in line.
You know, all countries will have to reduce emissions to keep climate change on track for the goals set in the Paris Agreement. Big tech in general, from Bitcoin mining to these big power-intensive data centers, could be more of a target in the future, right? Are there lessons we can take away from this move?
Definitely, they're going to be the target. I guess there are other regions, as I mentioned, where China also has cryptocurrency mining bases. So in places like Sichuan and Yunnan, they have rich hydropower. So it's not always derived from coal, but it is possible that it could come from renewable energies. I guess it really comes down to the consumer, right? The demand. Because if you talk about the future of cryptocurrency mining, it really just comes down to the profitability. So it's likely that it will just keep shifting to wherever it's most profitable. That kind of mirrors what's happened to labor-intensive industries, right? Like shoe manufacturing, any other dirty industries that are undesirable. It usually just ends up shifting to other places where the enforcement is rather lax, if you will, because they need the money for development. And that's basically what the story is here. Inner Mongolia needed the money.
Jennifer Pack is Marketplace's China correspondent. The amount of power a cryptocurrency network is using is commonly referred to as a hash rate. Inner Mongolia accounts for about 8% of the global Bitcoin mining hash rate. And now for some related links. There's more reading on cryptocurrency energy consumption over at marketplacetech.org. Cambridge University has set up a Bitcoin Electricity Consumption Index that attempts to quantify how much electricity cryptocurrency mining actually consumes. Best guess is a little over 0.5% of the world's energy usage, which is a lot. But the site also notes that renewable energy from water, solar, and wind, or biofuels could power all the world's mining many times over, so it doesn't have to be super dirty. And let's be honest, it's not like our global network of real money, printed on dead trees, trucked around, shipped back and forth, or stored as trillions of electronic records in, you know, big data centers, is entirely without guilt. Now, as for those data centers, researchers at Northwestern University estimate that in 2018, data centers probably accounted for a full 1% of the world's electricity usage, which, again, is a lot, but only represents a 6% increase since 2010. And if you consider the growth in cloud computing and just overall, like, internet, that's almost nothing. So while they use a lot of energy, they may also be getting way more efficient over time, both in how they consume energy and in the actual software using and storing data more efficiently. Don't worry, I know you can't get enough of this hyper nerdy energy talk. There are plenty of charts and graphs over at marketplacetech.org. Seriously, server virtualization software, you guys. It's like an efficiency godsend. Okay, we're done here. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.